Blog Talk Radio.
On, but she'll be back here in a couple weeks. She had some surgery, and everything turned out really well. We wish her well in her recovery. But welcome to the Blitz. We've been off for a week, so we were talking to David Cox on our Skype line. It didn't work out, so we will revisit with him in the next coming weeks and touch base with him on the Ladies Gridiron League of Australia. But we'll touch base on a lot of things in this half hour, and we'll go forward with the NFL towards the bottom of the hour. But let's talk women's gridiron in Australia. Sort of a hotbed right now in Australia. You got a lot of things going on there. Gridiron Victoria is, just kicked off. You had finished off the ACT Women's Gridiron over in Canberra Bowl 2014, the inaugural bowl on September 27th. Central Spears Gridiron defeated Diamonds Gridiron. And hats off to MVP number 28, Karina Dement. And she was the pretty much first MVP out of the first inaugural championship there. Check on YouTube. If you follow on Facebook, Women's Gridiron Leagues of Australia, you can get the link on the YouTube game of the Canberra Bowl 2014 featuring Central Spears Gridiron and the Diamonds Gridiron. We also have 9 weeks plus 2 week final series that's going to take place with Gridiron Victoria. So Saturday the 18th, we got the Western Foxes, the defending champs, taking on the Ballarat Castells. Sunday, the 19th of October, we got the Melbourne Chargers taking on the Geelong Bucks, the Berwick Miners versus the Northern Lady Raiders. We will get you updates on those. For Gridiron Victoria, you can follow on Twitter, hashtag GVWomens, and get the updates on a weekly basis in terms of the scoring and the top games happening on Saturday and Sunday. So that's hashtag GB. G as in girl, V as in Victor, Women's. And you can get the latest information on Gridiron Victoria, or you can follow the individual teams on Facebook. Just search Western Foxes, Ballarat Castells, Melbourne Chargers, Geelong Bucks, Bellbrook Miners, and the Northern Lady Raiders. So thank you for joining us today. A lot of exciting things going on in Australia, not only on the normal kit mode, but on the non-kit mode, and we'll talk about Ladies Gridiron League and obviously the cancellation of Season 2 of the Legends Football League Australia. Dive into Gridiron North, New South Wales, and we're looking at the Raiders defeating the UTS 26-6 in their opening week. Newcastle Cobras take on the champs, the Phoenix, and the champs go down 60-8. Early season still in those leagues, so we will follow those as well closely. You can follow at Gridiron NSW on Twitter for all the latest updates on the women's results as well. We'll take you on to Gridiron Queensland after 12 weeks of Gridiron Queensland. That's where we have our No Joke Football supporters, Lauren Evans playing for the Stingrays, and MVP Christian Moran. And the standings in Gridiron Queensland after week 11 looks at the Jets are rebounding this year to claim the championship. You got the Panthers, the Kenmore Panthers, still on their heels. 7-0-2 for the Logan City Jets. Panthers 7-2. It's 18 points for the Jets, 16 points for the Panthers. Right behind them with 12 points is the Stingrays at 5-1 with the two draws due to the fact that the Lady Hawks just got breaking news about an hour ago that the Lady Hawks have withdrawn from Cleveland for the season due to some injuries and other factors, and they can no longer participate. They were 1-7-1 with the 3 points in the season. That leaves the rest of the slate. The Jaguars at 4-5, the Spartans at 2-5, and the Steelers at 1-7. So it's going to be kind of a hot race there. But then the top veteran teams that were originally in the original season of a year ago, Logan City, Panthers, Stingrays, Jaguars, and the Spartans kind of fighting for a little playoff positioning there. It looks like the three-way duel between the Jets, the Panthers, and the Stingrays. Gridiron results in the Gridiron Queensland off of week 11 or so. Logan City Jets 22-6 over the Kenmore Panthers, so neck and neck there. The Jaguars taking on the Steelers, and it was 20-14. Stingrays defeating the Spartans 36-12. And like we said before, the Lady Hawks withdraw from the competition. So if you want to follow the Gridiron Queensland, you can do it on Facebook at Gridiron Queensland, or you can go on their website at gridironqueensland.com. You can follow the men's, juniors, and women's games exclusively on those sites. So the LIBF out of Mexico had some events coming up on October 25th, and you're going to have our No Joke Football supporters, Munarenda, as well as Sophia Venvi from the Red Devils of the LIBF. She'll be showcasing her talents this next weekend, and so we look forward to them. And they'll be sporting our gear probably in a week or two here, and that we look forward to as well in Mexico as we put the project in full gear. Got the project in Australia. We want to thank Tim Moran, Lauren Evans for sporting out, and as well as TL Photography out there, Liza Thomas, for doing an amazing job on the photo shoots for us. And those are up on our Twitter feed as well as our Facebook page. You can also do a catch on our Instagram. So for those ladies, thank you very much. And we'll be going forward to Mexico. Our next swing for the No Joke Football Project is slated to go into Canada, and that's going to be in the spring of 2015, where we're going to try to showcase the Central Women's Canadian Football League as well as the Western Women's Canadian Football League and the Maritime. So amazing football, women's football in the spring up in Canada. And we won't forget, obviously, the Women's Football Alliance or the Independent Women's Football League or the Western Spring Football League in the States. So the No Joke Football Project, if you're not aware of it, it is the ultimate project for making people aware of the women's gridiron game. And it's a very bold statement that we've come up with. It's a no-joke football. It's a very, very bold statement, and we're going to basically work it out until 2017. Our goal is to be a major sponsor for that event down the road, and with the help of every player that's on board that purchases the gear from anybody that buys at our shop, gets recycled to promote a player or a league and get that rolling so that everybody understands on social media as well as on the web that there is American football and it's played by women. And the game is no joke. So please support the project. You can go to our website on Zazzle. Zazzle.com has been a major supporter of the project as well. You can go to Zazzle.com/gridironbeauties. You can get your gear, leggings, shirts, and other gifts, as well as anything else on the Zazzle site that you would like. Go to Gridiron Beauties on the Zazzle site. And each site has the independent countries. So if you go to the Zazzle.com site, you can also go to the UK site on our Gridiron Beauties UK site, our Australian site, just over 22 sites in each individual language. So you can purchase directly from your own language or your own country and support that. The same thing with the promotions that we're having on this month. It's October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we want to make sure that we kick it off with some support. So breastcancer.org, we're going to be supporting them. We're donating $1 on every purchase of a New York No Joke Football brand shirt. So if you can go ahead and make a purchase, we will go ahead at the end of the month donate $1 on every purchase. So far, we're up to about $20 of a $100 goal. So we'd really appreciate if everybody would go to the site, just get a T-shirt, and we would donate $1 for every T-shirt. And at the end of the month, our goal is to give $100 to the Breast Cancer Organization as part of the Gridiron Beauties Twitter's fanatics and followers. So let's hope that we can get that goal that made. At this point, we're about $80 off. So the other news is that we have is that we have the Victoria's Secrets contest. It's $25. It's a contest that we started the first Sunday, and we have a couple people that already participated in it, and they're the ones that are in the front running right now. We have a Stormy Keffler from the Seattle Mist. And we also have Alexis from the modeling side. So Victoria's Secret's $25 gift card. It's pretty easy to do. You take a picture with your favorite NFL team on a jersey or shirt. You have two ways to enter the contest. One way is to use hashtag SexyNFL, hashtag SexyNFL, and you can post a picture, favorite jersey, tailgating or at home having fun. The other way is to support the Breast Cancer Awareness Fund. So that means you can do a NFL T-shirt, and then you can put your favorite bra over the T-shirt, and that represents support for that. And you'll also enter the contest there on Sundays. So we're doing it every Sunday on game day. So as many people you can participate, at the end of the October, the most retweet picture will win the $25 Victoria's Secrets gift card. So if you have any other questions on that or anything like that, you can always direct message us or tweet us on Twitter at Gridiron Beauty, or you can go to Facebook at Gridiron Beauties as well and direct message us there. So a lot of things going on. There's also tryouts as well. And the other contest that I forgot to mention, I'm sorry about that, the contest that was started also is UKFirstDown.com. So if you can go follow UKFirstDown.com, or you can go to their Twitter feed at UKFirstDown, and you can get all the details of the contest that's going on there for some No Joke Football leggings. So you can get to win those as well. And on WFB Talk, WomensFootballTalk.com, you can go to their blog at WomensFootballTalk.com, and there's a five T-shirt that's going to be given away by the end of the month. So you can also support Plug Gear and support the project. So we have our network working really hard to promote and get everything going. If you haven't followed GIQuindom.com, I would strongly recommend go there. We're having a lot of girls on the high school level giving us feedback about how they're playing and what teams they're playing on, and whether they're playing on one team with all boys or they're playing with a couple girls. Doesn't matter. GM Quindom is doing a push to make sure that we bring those girls front and center and let everybody know that there are girls out there that are playing American football, even on a youth high school level. So congratulations to GI Quindom for doing an amazing job. You can also go to MissGridiron.com. You can check out the Miss Gridiron new website, as well as their new gear that's coming out, exclusive gear that comes out not so often. So it's great to catch it and try to buy it as soon as it comes out. So the Manna Allison runs the Miss Gridiron, and she does an amazing job on designs and all that. So if you want to follow her as well, at Manna Allison 9, or you can go to Twitter at Miss Gridiron 9 as well. So we got an amazing network working to promote and make aware that American football is played by women globally as well. So tryouts for all the leagues in the U.S. as well as in Canada are going to be starting out probably the next month or so. So we want to make sure everybody understands to the site at WFA Football on Twitter for the Women's Football Alliance, at IWFL, at CCWFL for the Central Canadian Women's Football League, the Western Women's Canadian Football League, WWCFL, at MWFL Football, which is the Maritime Football League, the Texas Independent League. You can follow them at SA Texas Legacy, and you can also go to the Sugar and Spice Football League at SFL Football as well. So there's going to be a lot of tryouts, as well as LFL US will probably kick off in March, as we're slated to start off another season, season 6 there. FX Mexico down in Mexico will be kicking off within 2 weeks from now. I think it's already kicked off, so we will get results for you up and running on our Facebook page, as well as on our Twitter feed, as we get results in from FX Female, which is the best sport right now in Mexico in terms of full kit. They play an amazing game down there, so follow them as well. LIBF winter schedules will be announced probably at the end of the month, and that'll be the new season coming up to see who's taken care of. Right now there's events going on, and you can follow all the events and everything that's happening at LIBF BCL on Twitter. You can always go to the Liga Iberoamericana de Football, Bikini Football, on Facebook as well to get all the information there. So let's dive into LFL Australia. Canceled literally about 14 days before the season started. A lot of issues going on internally. Mitchell Mortaza being investigated for visa and tax fraud and things like that, from what our sources are telling us. Nothing has been proven in documentation at this point, so it's all rumors at this point. But bottom line is the season was canceled ahead of time. due to the TV, not having a TV deal, which in reality is basically a cop-out. But, you know, that's what the statement was at this point. You have Lady Gridiron League that surfaces from it. They were basically a minor feed system for the LFL Australia in the past. Now they're front and center. A lot of the LFL Australia teams decided at this point to go ahead and merge into the Ladies Gridiron League with similar names, if not similar coloring. We don't know where it stands right now. We have news that LFL Australia will relaunch in Season 2, but it will be in further into 2015. We're talking January or March of 2015. I don't know how that's going to work since most of the teams have gone to Ladies Gridiron League. We're going to hope in one more time on Facebook so all the fans can interact with him and ask him questions about the fallout, why they left LFL Australia, and why now we have Ladies Gridiron League in Australia. And it's an all-Aussie league now. It's nothing involved with the American side of things in terms of the business deal with it. I know Ladies Gridiron League is rumored to be trying to get back on 7-mate, but this time obviously committed to playing in the Aussie style of games. Most of the stars in the U.S. imports that came to play for the LFL U.S., LFL Australia season are now in LFL, in the Ladies Gridiron League instead of the LFL AU. So a lot of confusion going on there in Australia regarding all the setups and everything that's going on. We hope that everything will be aired out. Now we have two competitions and two leagues with the non-full kit feel. So we're going to see how that turns out in January 2015. Ladies Gridiron League is supposed to launch in 2015, if not sooner. So at this point, based on the conversations we had with David Cox and the information we got, their plan is obviously to launch as soon as possible. But they are scheduled to try to make something out in terms of finances and structure by January 2015. So we're going to have a LFLAU and Ladies Gridiron League kind of in a clash mode. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out down under, and we'll see how that turns out. The best situation you can have there is just balls, so hopefully that's the case. And if it turns out to be better quality football, that's all for it. We want to just let everybody know on Saturdays, you know, you can follow college football all day on the AP25 poll. You can go to gridirongirls.org. Just follow them. You can keep up with the top 25 teams in the nation. You can also go to gridirongirls.org on the website to get tailgate advice. You're going to get all the latest scores, as well as all the bloggers putting in their 2 cents about going forward in terms of the competition for college football. Who's the top teams? Who's not? Who's making a difference? Who's being the impact player? So you can follow gridirongirls.org and get the latest on there, as well as soon as Erica comes back, you're going to be following the NFL blog site, as well as on the gridirongirls.org. And you can actually get updates on there on the NFL. Once she returns, obviously, we'll get the weekly updates here, as well as Patriots Talk. We can't forget that. She'll have Patriots Talk because she's a big fan. And today was a happy state for her because Tom Brady rebounds after 2 weeks, and the Patriots are leading the division in the AFC East. And who would have thought that they were going to slide the whole year? They were not going to happen. It's just not feasible. Surprising teams this week in the NFL, as we go into the NFL talk at this point, Raiders almost surprised the Chargers, and that surprises people, but 5-1 Raiders. Dallas kind of holds off Seattle, and it looked like Seattle was having some difficulty throughout, but Dallas kind of edges out Seattle, and now, surprising enough, Dallas is 5-1. Philadelphia tonight blanks out the Giants. I don't know where the Giants showed up, but they didn't show up at home. So 27-0. Sunday Night Football, another boring broadcast. I don't know if everybody's, you know, realized that yet, but that's pretty boring. So 5-1 in the NFC East. We got Dallas and the Eagles as well. And then you have in the AFC, the only Lone Star real contender at this point, besides Cincinnati, who dropped last week. But 31-28, 5-1. The Raiders make a coaching change, and then it looks like they got a little bit of a spark back into their groove game. And they almost upset pretty much San Diego. If they would have won, I would have been upset early on in the season. Green Bay 27-24 as they edge Miami, as well as Aaron Rodgers doing his thing in the final seconds of the game and takes care of business. So Green Bay 27-24. It was Washington losing to Arizona. Carson Palmer coming back very strong after injury. So they showcased 30-20. very interesting now. The NFC division, Seattle loses, still up in the division. Arizona wins, kind of in the mix. Now we have Monday Night Football, which we have the San Francisco 49ers taking on the St. Louis Rams. Rams coming in with some, almost winnable games in the last 2 weeks. We're going to see how they play against the San Francisco running game. The Niner defense is it's pretty well. Now we're going to see how well it's going to be tested against, kind of a bleak offensive line on the Rams side. And the Rams defense was playing pretty well, but at this point it doesn't seem like they're playing as well as they were playing early in the season. So we'll see how that turns out at home in St. Louis Monday night. Let's just hope it's not a blowout. Every primetime game so far this season has been somewhat of a blowout, except for like two games. So hoping for a good matchup on Monday night. Detroit rebound 17-3. Terry Bridgewater, three interceptions, as Minnesota can only muster 3 points this Sunday. So Detroit sort of rebounds there with Matthew Stafford without Megatron in place at this point and some Reggie Bush. Jacksonville loses by 2 points to Tennessee. They just can't catch a break. The Jaguars are playing somewhat decent ball, but their competition is still a lot superior. So Tennessee kind of rebounds 16-14 as the Titans take care of the Jaguars. The surprising team of the whole Sunday, I think, was Cleveland. Cleveland beating down on the Steelers. It's 31-10. Where is the Steelers at this point? They're a mess. I'm surprised they're not as bad as the Jaguars and not as horrible as the Raiders. So at this point in Pittsburgh, it's just not customary for them to be this bad. So we'll see if maybe they get better after the bye week or, coming in the next couple weeks. But Cleveland, of all things today, I mean, you're looking at Cleveland now somewhat in the mix in that division in the north. Cincinnati rebounds with a 37-37 tie in Carolina. So given the NFL overtime rules, which a lot of people on Twitter have been like, oh, my God, they got to change this. This is wrong. This is not fair. The bottom line is maybe we should just, right after the time expires, we should go into hockey where you have the shootout. Let's just call it the field goal shootout, where every kicker gets an opportunity to pitch it over, and whoever makes it through wins at this point. If they both don't make it over, they continue to kick until somebody makes it over the upright. So I don't know if you guys are inclined for that rule, but that's my solution to a tie, is just decide a winner, let the kickers do their thing right after overtime. You get an overtime period, and then once the overtime period's over, let's just spend another 5 minutes on the field, and let's kick the ball through the uprights at, let's say, 50 yards. 50, 49, somewhere in there, and let's just see what the kicker's got and then who wins the game for you. So I think that's the rule that needs to be changed so that we don't have these silly ties in the NFL and we got an actual victor and a winner. 37-23 done, how Tom Brady's over, how he's not, what he's supposed to be. I can tell you right now, you guys are talking out of your butts. New England's not going to go down without a fight. They're certainly not going to go down in an embarrassing mode in a season. And even though, Ridley got hurt and they've had injuries in the last couple weeks, they surpass themselves 37-22. They are the cream of the crop in the AFC AFC East, and they continue to be that. So there is no surprises there. The Jets are nothing. Buffalo's still up and coming. Miami is sort of a toss-up. So if when you talk about the division, it is still the Patriots' division to lose, and I doubt that that's going to happen at this point. So Monday night, St. Louis and the Rams versus the Niners. So we're going to take care of that. I think at this point, Niners might edge St. Louis by 7. That's my prediction. Not something that I want to say, but at the same time, since being a diehard Rams fan, reality is reality and football is football. And the Niners have a slight edge over the Rams on Monday night. Let's just hope it's not a blowout like we had today, 27-0, as the Giants just lay a giant egg versus the Eagles. So take care of business in each week, and you'll see them flourish. So at this point, Raiders rebound. Cleveland looks like it's going to rebound. Interesting to see in the next couple weeks these low-end teams, especially with the coaching change in Oakland. Interesting to see how that will change things in the AFC West, if anything. And then, obviously, you're talking Cleveland will change something in the AFC North. So we'll be interested in that sense, especially with Brian Hoyer playing so well at this point. Andy Dalton sort of rebounds, but Cam Newton and Andy Dalton end up in a tie. So it's kind of weird. As Cam Newton said, this has never happened before to me as a professional, so it's kind of weird in that sense. We will be on the blog. You can follow us at on Facebook at Women's Gridiron News and Notes. You can follow us there on Facebook at Gridiron Beauties. Please share our tweets, send out our tweets, respond, do what you got to do, participate in our contest, and then make the awareness. Our goal is to make the awareness happen. The awareness is we need to let everybody know globally that American football is played by women at a high caliber level. And we haven't even talked about the Swedish leagues. We haven't even talked about the Finnish leagues. We got Hungary. We got the Philippines. There's just a lot of American girls playing American football all the way globally. We haven't even touched base on the European scene yet with the ladies football, the AFBD in Germany. We also have coming up in 2015, obviously, the CIFFA, which is the Campionato Internazionale Femminile for Italy. So we'll be covering that as well. So 24/7 on our Twitter feed. That's what we cover. That's what we do. So thank you for supporting us and following us and supporting Women's Gridiron all together and our network as well. Like I said, I want to shout out to G.I. Quindam for doing an amazing job with the youth and high school exposure that they're doing right now. Miss Gridiron. .com. You can go there and get information on some of the up top news as well as plus some cool apparel. And you can always go to FB Talk at WFB Talk on Twitter, get the latest information on tryouts, what the latest teams are doing for the season to get ready for the next season, and as well as news and notes from around the globe as well. You can always follow us as well for all the latest news that's going on in the sports globally, internationally, and as well as up-to-date stuff on fitness, girls' health, as well as inspirational quotes as well throughout the day that our followers feed us as well. So we are going to basically be waiting for Erica Lynn Anderson maybe next week or the week after, and we hope that she'll be back and, co-hosting at this point. But please go to the Zazzle site and visit us as well so you can promote the No Joke Football brand. Help us support that. $1 will be donated to the breastcancer.org organization on every No Joke Football purchase. The purchases of every gear on the site gets recycled. We make no money off of this. The only thing we recycle the dollars. As X amount of dollars come in, we're able to go ahead and facilitate gear and push the gear promotion, the awareness, to another player. We're hoping that we can do that in Spain. That's coming up this winter. We're going to be doing December for a Gridiron Australia. We're going to be talking with the Queensland group there. We are in midst of talking with the Gridiron New South Wales as we speak this coming week. So there's a lot of things that everybody wants us to help out with, but unfortunately we cannot help anybody out unless we're selling some sort of merchandise that obviously will turn dollars and exposure for that. We want to thank all our photographers, Rich Brain in UK, Coriat in the U.S., as well as Lexon Teron in Mexico, for helping us out with the project. We have other photographers coming on board. I want to make sure that you guys understand, be patient with us. As revenue comes in, we're able to facilitate and distribute merchandise and gear for shoots for gear and expose the rest of the girls in those different areas. So thank you very much for all that. And we have great sales. So we're off to a goal of 100. So $80 is what we need to raise at the end of the month. Don't forget, you can go to the contest as well, the Victoria's Secrets gift card, $25 contest. Use hashtag SexyNFL on game day Sundays, or you can also put a pic of a bra, favorite bra, over an NFL T-shirt and submit that in as well. So you got two ways to play with the Victoria's Secrets gift card contest. And at this point, if this works out, we will obviously grow with some money that's coming in from the store. $25 can turn into a $100 gift card. So our goal is to try to give a Victoria's Secret's $25 to $100 gift card. So with all everybody's support, that's going to be amazing to happen. So follow us on Twitter at Gridiron Beauty. You can also catch our podcast at ultimatesportstalk.com, as well as here is on Blog Talk Radio. You can leave us a message. You can always follow me at Gridiron Beauty. You can follow Erica at PatsFangirl12 and give her a shout-out, and hopefully she recovers really quickly. And you can also follow gridirongirls.org at gridirongirl.org on Twitter. So for Oscar Lopez, the absent co-host, Erica Lynn Anderson is recovering from surgery. And for everybody else out there in the women's game, we'll keep you in touch on Twitter and on Facebook. We'll see you here next week for another edition of the Gridiron Blitz right here on Blog Talk Radio and on UltimateSportsTalk.com. Have a great night, everybody.